This is Joe Wedge with Obscured Poetry. This is Religion. There are things I don't understand, like why war and religion seem to go hand in hand. Why it's okay to lay blame from up high and call names when that book says we're all sinners and might be going the same way. See, they tell me about this God who's nothing but love, but then judges from on high and punishes from above. Who gives us the freedom to do whatever we choose, but not the wisdom to balance the knowledge of truth, not the strength to hold fast against the call of temptation, but if we're weak like he made us, it's eternal damnation? By your own definition, God designed us to fail, to be flawed and to falter while salvation's hidden under this veil? I don't know if you ask me, I think it seems kind of cruel to create a creature designed to break your own goddamn rules. So let me ask you, if your God was on earth as a man, would you still kneel and worship the place where he stands? If he pointed out holes in the stories you tell, would you tell him he was going to hell? What would you do if he showed up at your door like those you call vile, sinners, or whores because that guy that you worship, that Middle Eastern Jew from Bethlehem, was a socialist, non-taxpayer that sat and prayed with all of them? The very same people that you judge and berate and demean are the exact same people your Savior said you're supposed to redeem. See, don't get it twisted. It's not with God whom I have an issue, but with those that try to define her greatness within their own personal virtue. The greatest mistake man ever made was creating God in his own image. It's like this visage of submission to our own contradictions. Be careful in your attempt to control another's morality that you don't fall victim to your own hypocrisy. For every commandment you pretend to support, for every law you attempt to distort, for every soul you contort, and every court you implore to report on the lore from a century before, this is not going to work anymore. When facts don't matter and assumptions can shatter the former, the latter becomes a corner foundation for a misled nation. And it's these actions that are going to shape the upcoming generations. In this life, there is very little absolution, and personally, I refuse to choose to lose myself in self-delusion. I don't know, maybe I'm the only one coming to this conclusion, and if so, then hey, you know, please forgive the intrusion, but something's got to change. We have got to change.